appreciate you taking a few minutes here. I understand some changes have been made for how the registration process works and how it affects parents of high school students that are trying to take some college courses through Western. Tell us what the changes are.
Well, first of all, we offer high school concurrent classes for specific courses. And basically, the instructors have been approved to teach through Western. They have to have the same credentials and those classes. And then we are able to offer that to students to be, and they can put it on their transcripts. It will go with them. It is full, genuine credit, college credit courses. Up to this point, we've done paper, I guess, like everybody else, but we've now changed over to an electronic process of registration, and it's fairly simple on the student's end, and it's going to be much faster when we work out all the glitches. The big thing is that parents have to give consent for their children under 18 to be able to participate, and the electronic process sends out either a text or an email to the parents saying, do you give permission? And all they have to do is sign their name and send it back. But it is coming out to text without a subject. It comes out to emails and it doesn't say Western or Lincoln County School. So we believe that we have parents who don't know what that is. So we just want you to know that if you've received something that says, you know, your student is taking credit classes, you need to sign it and send it back, because otherwise we can't get them registered.
Okay. And is this for, I'm assuming, all of the extensions through Western? Is that correct?
It is. It is. All the ones who are currently offering concurrent classes. And I think most of them do. The big one that we have to do with concurrent is you have to have instructors at the high school who are willing to teach and have the credentials that make them eligible to teach for college. And we've been really really blessed in Star Valley that we have a lot of instructors who are willing to do that. And for the most part, do it free. They don't get extra money for this. So they deserve incredible credit.
Yes. A little clap in the background for them. So, Yvonne, appreciate your time. And again, just reiterate one more time that what parents should be looking for and what they need to do with those messages when they come in.
Okay, they will either receive a text message or an email. And it's going to be kind of strange. I'm not sure I'd open it because it doesn't have a message on the text. And the email comes from someplace other than Western. But it says, basically, your student is signing up for a college credit class. We need your permission. And they just need to sign their name and return that text or email. And then we can go ahead and process it.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for your time and sharing that information with us. We appreciate it, Yvonne.